Well, one last audio boo from me today. A few lessons learned. One, I talk too much. Two, I don't listen well enough yet. I'm not bad, but could try harder. Three, I've conquered agoraphobia. Hurrah! I just spent the most idyllic Saturday morning pottering around the local farmer's market, the first of its kind, which for a market town like Sandbach, which has been a market town for hundreds of years, is a real surprise to me, but a great thing. It was the first one, so it was still quite small. There was probably about 20 different producers present, maybe 25, but all of them were really high quality, really decent, good food. There was nothing like you get at the farmer's markets in London, sort of Kentucky Fried Chicken sold out of brown paper. It was all proper farm food, proper natural, slow reared. Lots of beef, lots of cheeses, lamb, pies, ice cream. Even Wickerham Bushcraft has been covered. I've met a really nice couple who run a willow farm, and the lady makes wicker furnishings, all sorts of things, using their own wicker, various different types. It's really beautiful stuff, really artisan, and I got chatting to them, albeit that they're not entirely what Fresh is about. They are artisan producers using natural resources and using green, making green furniture. So they for me fit enough to want to talk to them. Anyway, out of the talk came the fact that they run a bushcraft course, which they are extending soon to include foraging and free food, which they have no idea about publicising, and really like the idea of Fresh, really like the idea of hyper-local, friend-based recommendation engines that are distributed through social networks, which is what Fresh is in a very bad description summary. So it's gone really, really well. I talked to two local beef producers, one of which is the one that I've driven past a few times, 21 Day Hung Beef. I spoke to the farmer, but his wife was there today selling their beef, and we've bought some, and I'm going down to their farm soon. Puppy, that'll do. Someone's walking past the house on the field. Yeah, and so I've got various visits lined up. I'm going to a dairy farm that makes its own ice cream for restaurants only at the moment, and farmers markets. That's the only places they sell. I'm going to a cheese factory, one of the oldest cheese factories in, or cheese farm, the oldest in Cheshire. Was founded 200 years ago or so. And I'm going to go there with the head of the Cheshire Cheese Association, who I met today. He's taking me to the Cheshire Show. Well, I'm meeting him at the Cheshire Show on the 22nd of June. And I'm meeting him before the show opens, because I'm going to be going round with him, doing all his tasting, and while he chooses the winner and the prizes. So he says, I'll get to taste every cheese in Cheshire. And he can't wait for me to try them. But this is making me giddy, you know. And when I tell them about my plans for the small holding and for rare pigs and the chickens, because the chickens are going to be extra large, and I will be able to sell them as meat, but they'll be very expensive. They're not... Well, if you buy them as laying birds, they're 35 quid each. Obviously, you slaughter them to eat, and they're not going to cost that much, but they will be expensive. And they'll be probably very specialist things people buy for Christmas. They're huge, they're as big as a turkey. So, but I will package them, I will use them to make special pâtés, and the meat of them is absolutely unbelievable. So that's why I'll be selling on my farmer's market stall, along with smoked meats from the pigs, once we've got the smoker sorted and the pigs sorted. Don't know if it's all going to happen really this summer in terms of getting everything ready, but certainly laying the foundations nicely. I want to get Fresh launched. Enjoy being outside and working with my hands so much that it's likely to happen, provided we get the go-ahead. The chickens will be in tomorrow, the first batch, and then we pick up more in August. And then I have to build another coop if we want more, really. The coop I've built will take up to 10, but I wouldn't really want to put more than 8 in there. Despite the fact they're free-ranging effectively, they've got a run, but it's a huge run, so that they effectively are free-ranging. They'll be out in the day anyway. They won't be in the run in the day. They'll be in our garden, so they will be free-ranging at that point. So, a great day, a real milestone of a day again, another milestone. They keep coming thick and fast at the minute. I definitely have to improve my social media interview techniques. I'm more used to using Audioboo just as a free-flowing thought diary and not watching what I say and not thinking about what I'm saying. I just let it, you know, just gibber really, and then I listen back in weeks to come and it helps me make sense of my world. I'm not using it for that with Fresh. Obviously, I'm using it to capture people naturally. I'm not trying not to do formal interviews. I really would need to get better at letting people just wax on about their own business and asking pertinent questions. Problem is, I've got that syndrome where you have to smile when you're interviewing someone, and so you miss some of the things they say because you're busy smiling and nodding. But I'll get better, and I really want to try and maybe I can persuade him with an afternoon shooting pigeons and rabbits, eating them in the evening and in the morning, going around all the farms with me. But I'd really love to get Christian Payne documentally over here and get him out to all these places that are inviting me to visit, with his camera skills and his just natural ability and his general journalistic prowess. It would be excellent to get that kind of quality content coming through to start with the launch of Fresh, because really I'll be editing these audio boos for the launch of Fresh, because I'm just going to make profiles for all the people I speak to, which are profiles that people will make for themselves in the future, both customers and suppliers. But initially I need to have a best practice guide and a good database of interesting local to Cheshire places before I roll it out countrywide. Anyway, I'll press stop and then I'll press charge on this phone, because there's 6 audio boos now lined up. Some of them are very long, but then they don't just deal with one person. Sometimes I go between stalls and forget to press stop. And generally it was just less awkward to not mess about with my phone, just leave it recording. I told everyone I was recording. So I'm aware you'll probably bore yourself to tears if you listen to them, but they're source material for the Fresh launch, so once I've edited them down they might be a bit more palatable. Have a good day.